leading out chapter 1, constantly asking, what is my purpose? Why I didn't die has made me who I am. And then you, theoretically proficient, in practice beautifully flawed, I only wanted to know more about how to love you. The reason, the mission that I've been waiting to be called to. No secrets or lies, in the passion spoken from our hearts while looking into each other's eyes. Conquering my impatience, I did everything you asked, more than you even knew, more than you knew you wanted. You cannot imagine how difficult it can be to let your loved one race headlong into a trap, one that you've already escaped. One that's set only by fear, designed to hold them in discontent, limbo, paralysis. But they must, if only you knew. The things you came to be longing for, the things that go away with time for most, were no issue for us. Until your walls got too high. Sin is to allow the wreckage of our past to block us from the beautiful future of love some God laid at our feet. You know, timing is everything, and the one thing that we cannot control. So we try, with our notebooks and our memories and our ghosts, to stay reminded, to avoid creating new memories. We can't even handle the ones we have. Opportunity presented needs to be seized. The brass ring passed us once. Most never get a second chance to do it right. The work ahead to maintain that gift is minimal. Just love. No fight, just maintenance of the form of loving each other better, more. We, brought together twice by fate, abundant evidence for doubters just like us that the lies we tell ourselves are lies. Lies like the timing isn't right, or I need to focus on me, or I'm just not ready. All textbook safety blankets hiding fear, psychological wrapping paper to hide a lack of faith in ourselves, in the world, in love. Apparently the universe disagrees, because here we are. The greatest rewards come from not pursuing what we think we want or need, but from doing what is unfamiliar, difficult, or what we think we are not ready for. Believe me, I've tested this theory. As ultimately selfish human beings, we spend so much time trying to fill holes in our lives by getting, but it's never enough. We become insane enough to not see the love and happiness right in front of us, and that it's about giving. The love we crave requires sacrifice, and the rewards are infinitely greater than we can see in our insanity. It's about satiety. Sanity enough to differentiate the true from the false. It's about the insanity enough to roll the dice, take a chance, take a leap based on faith, accepting the universe's timing, but not trying to change it. Why does our baggage make all things beautiful into something so beautifully sad? We do not need baggage if we're comfortable where we are. It is baggage that weighs me down, like lies to keep me from seeing truth. To jettison it takes willingness, work, and faith. And I'm doubting and lazy, because I'm a slave to that baggage. Show me a world where health, property, prestige, and property, and prosperity are guaranteed. One with love guaranteed. Unlike all the others, love is a divine gift. Love heals. It can only be nurtured or quieted, killed, but not created. Bleeding Out, Chapter 2. Say what you will about how fine things are, but I don't buy it for a lot of reasons. You're not the kind of person who would do the things that you've done. You're simply confused. The slanted view of things that creates a desire to run. Now that's understandable. That is natural. To turn your back on all things that can't come from anywhere else, or that can't be manufactured, is not. You're not a good enough liar to have fooled me. It's not in your nature. I was a liar half my life. Not with you, though. You knew me. You knew me then. So you tried to fool me. Because it was so easy to fool yourself. How could you possibly forget where I came from? So say things are fine, but I heard you. I heard you cry. I heard you say you hated yourself. I heard you cry regret. I heard you cry for more, for different. I heard you laugh for me. Those cries didn't come from nowhere, but from confusion. And the internal struggle, sheltering yourself away and looking for the quick fix. To not take love at your feet as a gift. Fate's emotional band-aid, the answer. Something more, something different. You should know that I understand. We don't feel we deserve it. We don't know if we can believe it exists. False reasons from any number of sources have made us adept at numbing ourselves against the good, against the cleansing, against the healing that comes from dealing with it. Healing that comes from the love of the other. Healing that comes from a love of self. Healing that comes from love for another. Yet, it is easier to build walls, to hate ourselves in secret, to put on a happy face until the cracks get too deep or worse. But I love you, cracks and all, because I'm still filling in my own, and I believe it will stop a bleeding.